Based on an old French superstition, which Camille Saint-Saëns turned into an art song and then into a tone poem, that's the Danse Macabre. Fittingly spooky in its organ version, made by Edwin Lemaire. That's organist Mateusz Rzewuski, playing the great Schantz organ at Grace Cathedral in Topeka, Kansas. Hello and welcome to Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio. I'm Darryl Brogdon, and today it's a Great Spaces concert at Grace Cathedral. Next, here's Mateusz Rzewuski with a couple of descriptive sections from Olivier Messiaen's The Ascension. Alleluias on the trumpet and the cymbals, and then Christ's prayer ascending toward his Father.
Thank you.
the second and third parts of The Ascension by Olivier Messiaen, which he arranged for organ in the same years that he wrote it, the early 1930s. Playing the Schantz organ with Reuter organ updates at Grace Cathedral of Topeka, that's young organist Mateusz Rzeszwuski, the guest performer in today's Great Spaces recital. Mateusz was born in Poland in 1991. After he earned his master's degree from the Frederick Chopin University of Music in Warsaw, he started playing international organ festivals throughout Europe. In 2013, he started the Organ and Chamber Music Festival in his native Polish town of Lukow, where he serves as artistic director. Here he is now with an organ piece written in 1988 by Polish composer Marian Sawa. This is called Sekwens.
Thank you.
In mathematics, a sequence is an enumerated collection of objects in which repetitions are allowed. That's what the contemporary composer Marian Sava has done here with a piece he called Sekvens. With organist Mateusz Reszwuski here at Grace Cathedral in Topeka, welcome to a Great Spaces concert we're featuring on today's Classics Live, where every week we feature local and live music. There's one more selection we'll hear on the mighty Schantz organ here at Grace Cathedral today. The great organist and composer Louis Vierne, who was principal organist at Notre Dame Cathedral of Paris from 1900 until his death in 1937, wrote hundreds of pieces for organ. Here from the Organ Symphony No. 6 are two movements, the second marked aria, and then the fifth entitled the finale. Vierne's sixth organ symphony was written in the summer of 1930, and he said it was inspired by the lovely climate and beauty he found in the south of France. French composer Louis Vierne, one of the great concert organists and composers of the 20th century, wrote six symphonies as large-scale concert works for pipe organ. We've just heard the aria and the finale from Vierne's Organ Symphony No. 6. Our guest organist in this Great Spaces concert is a young man born in Poland in 1991, Mateusz Rzeszowski. Along with heading up the Organ and Chamber Music Festival in Lukow, Poland, he's also working towards a postgraduate degree in organ and improvisation in Paris. You can learn more about him at mateuszrzeszowski.eu, or make it easy on yourself and find the link through greatspaces.org. Find out more about us at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us for another Classics Live, our weekly radio series featuring local and live performances. Chuck Smith was our recording engineer here at Grace Cathedral in Topeka, and our Classics Live producer is Cordelia Brown. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Broadcasts of Classics Live are a production of Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
From the 2018 Sunflower Music Festival, that's the Andante from the Serenade for Winds by Richard Strauss. This is Classics Live from Kansas Public Radio.